This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, December 20th, 2015. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live right now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of natural therapeutics that you'd like to know a little bit more about. Perhaps you've been indulged and overburdened and in a painful mess and you don't know which way to turn, but you've tried everything that you can possibly do. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's figure it out. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. Tis the holiday season. Merry Christmas to all of you coming up this week. It's a celebration, particularly in my family, that is over the top. Christmas Eve is 34, 35 happy people going crazy and enjoying the night and ringing in the blessings of Christmas as the day comes through the following 24 hours. We just went through Hanukkah, and I want to wish all of our friends who celebrated a happy Hanukkah. It's just a beautiful season. It's one that we all gather in a very joyous place with friends and family, and we celebrate all of those things that, you know, that we forgot to celebrate throughout the year, and yet we should have the holiday season, the Christmas spirit, the Hanukkah spirit continually ongoing, and to make sure that, you know, that we enjoying our friends and our family in that. You know, it's too bad that we have to be reminded once a year of those things that we should be doing throughout the year. But that's the way it is. And my job is to kind of focus you on that a little bit, because that's the emotional side of healing. Remember, we've talked about structural, chemical, emotional. We're talking about injury, and we talk about chemistry and diet. We talk about the emotional stress and strains of our time. Well, this is an opportunity to really understand that, because coming up now, you know, this next week and the week after, going into the new year and so forth, and we find ourselves sometimes in a place of pain. And, you know, we've been limping around for a while and we didn't know what, but chronic illness and pain kind of shows up through the holiday season for a lot of reasons. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to tell you what happens and, you know, how you can fix it. More importantly, what you can do about that. When your body has pain, whether it's numbness and tingling in your fingers, whether you got a headache, whether you have back pain, whether you have intestinal tract pain, it's a symptom. It's not a cause. And you have to understand where the symptom of that pain comes from. So we go from good days to bad days, right? We go from feeling, okay, we're putting up with, and then what happens is that we go into the bad portion, the place where, you know, we have to deal with, and we're looking for, what can I do to fix this now? Well, you know, I confess that I have to be one of those people that look to do things that are immediate, but I do it from a different platform than you do, because my day-to-day immediacy is built on what I can do ultimately. You understand what I'm saying? Is that I've got a goal, so I'm looking to tweak things. I'm not looking really to put the fire out in an immediate situation. I look to tweak and make better and move forward regardless of the holidays. And see, I think I said to you last week that starting long about Halloween, we start doing things to our bodies and putting things in our bodies that we normally wouldn't do to an enemy. And we just grab and shove, and it's catch as catch can, and we're going to all these parties, and we go to Halloween parties, and we go to holiday parties of all sorts, whether they're, and New Year's coming up, but it's like people are going to wake up the next morning feeling like somebody ran over them with a truck. Why do we do that in the name of celebration? Why do we do things to our body and to our souls and to our minds that actually take us a step down instead of taking us a place where we really want to feel good ongoingly? It's the alteration of the mind. It's the alteration of who we are physiologically in a way to support us on an ongoing basis, we think. Well, here's the deal. Chronic illness and pain, okay? It has to do with where you are this moment in time, because of all those things that you've done up until now. So, the next week or two, particularly today and next week, we're going to talk about how you wrap up the year. We're going to talk about how you can put yourself in a much better place and celebrate the possibility of maybe in 2016 being without pain. What an amazing Christmas gift. If you only knew the steps to take. I see patients on a day-to-day basis that come in and complain, I don't feel good, I don't have any energy anymore, my head hurts, my hands hurt, I can't bend, I'm stiff, I can't open up my joint spaces. All of those things lead to the conclusion, in my mind, of neglect. Neglect meaning this, that you're not paying attention to the things that you can do, and you're doing those things that you can do quickly, which allow you to another step in a numb state to be able to do something, but without any happiness or energetics. Or are you following me? Do you understand what I'm trying to get across? Is that where you are right now at this moment in time is because of everything that you've done up until this moment in time? It's really that simple. During this busy time of the year, it's so easy to have negative influences, and they just kind of stress and ooze out from every place. You know, thoughts like, you know, even stress patterns. I'll never get this done. Why'd you put it off? Do you know procrastination is like the number one thing worldwide for everybody? And some of you are little procrastinators. Some of you are huge procrastinators. But that's the emotional piece. And all of a sudden, and here's the problem, is that stress pattern triggers all kinds of neurological damage in your body to the place where you're taking away quality and quantity of your existence in this world. Look it up, I'm telling you. You know, I'll probably get sick just in time for a big family holiday. Well, you know what? Your expectations are what your reality is. Whatever you're looking at is ultimately what you're going to get. How about, you know, I'm just washed out, I'm tired, I'm overspent, I don't have anything left. See, your body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and one that you think about. You know, the world is completely messed up. Well, guess what? And then you go out and you decide to drink and be merry to kind of dumb that down and blunt it so you don't have to think about it. Any of this sound familiar to any of you? It's kind of strange, right? But particularly when we get called on our stuff. It's amazing how we begin to look at the glass being half full sometimes, and we want to put the fire water in it to make it look half whatever. Okay? So, yeah, there are stressors that really weigh us down, but it depends on how you handle that. Do you want to, you know, just go to the comfort foods and the comfort juices and things of the nature, or do you really want to turn things around? So, as long as I look at the holidays as for what they really are, not this cesspool, this witch's cauldron of all kinds of things put in their body, and really the celebration of life, the celebration of, you know, caring for each other, that should be extended, as I said, year round, then we've got something that we can build upon. And we need to understand that when we go into the negativity of bad foods and bad emotions and having to lift and go and stress and do, that our body suffers because of it. Chronic pain shows up, the chronic patterns, the deterioration, the things that we've been trying to kind of keep at bay all of a sudden bite us. And particularly after the first of the year. After the first of the year, everybody makes their resolutions. They just say, I'm going to, and those usually last about 30 days, and you're back into the same old again. But how about a commitment instead of a resolution? We're going to talk about that, not necessarily today, but probably we'll touch upon it next week. We're going to talk about commitments and how you really anchor that stuff in and how you make a difference. But in the meantime, today, we're going to talk about some things that you can do and not to mess up during the holidays, okay? So you're saying, okay, Doc, you know, don't you go to any parties? Yep, I just told you, got about 35 people coming to my house Christmas Eve, and we're going to have all kinds of really good food there. And we're going to have a little bit of the edgy stuff too, but not a lot of it. Enough to say, hey, here it's Christmas time and so forth. And coming from a Sicilian family, you know that there's going to be certain Sicilian delicacies on that table. But remember, we have the seven fishes, and we have, you know, lamb roast, and we have things of that nature, and tons of vegetables, and so forth, and we'll have other little things, but in a very small amount. So you have to remember that celebration is, for me, what can I do to make me better? And what I want to do is convince you is what you should do to make things better. Your brain is what focuses you. It's your homing torpedo. It keeps you on target. So what are you thinking about? Because that's going to draw you to wherever you're headed in 2016. If you walk into my office at my house, I have this vision board. And in the middle of the vision board, I got a picture of me. Not because I'm a narcissist, because it has to be about where my path has taken me. And I have these words and I have these pictures and I have all these things that mean something to me. So it's constantly in front of me, those things that I want to achieve. For example, this afternoon, after I leave here, I'm going down and we're preparing for the children's third annual children's holiday party that Caring for Others puts on. And we're going to have about 135 children and their mothers and a few fathers and so forth. And so my vision on my vision board is how to make this exponential, to take it every year and increase and expand in how we touch these children and guide them and make their lives different than they are today. And by the way, in case, just in case you haven't gone to GoFundMe.com, go to GoFundMe.com, go to GoFundMe.com/... Caring for Others, and donate and help us with this event, because at the end of the day, today is coming down. And those of you who have donated, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. You're helping us do a great thing with Caring for Others. It's one of the most amazing events that you'll ever, ever help promote. CaringForOthers.com/GoFundMe or GoFundMe CaringForOthers/. So do it that way, please. Do it. And if you get lost there, go to RoselleCare.com, and we have a site that goes directly into GoFundMe, and we appreciate it. We help those children as much as we possibly can. They're going to get all kinds of stuff, by the way. They're going to get sleep sacks, and they're going to get dolls, and they get to meet Santa, and they're going to, we're going to dance with them. We're going to have a party with them, and it's just going to be a great day. George, how can I help you, sir? How's my buddy doing out in McLean?
Dr. Roselle, just want to call and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
And also what you're talking about, I wish I could quote where it is in the Bible, but you truly become what you believe. So if you believe you're going to be sick, you're going to be sick.
Absolutely.
It's just living proof. If people would just experiment with that, they'd find it to be true. So true.
You know, George, it's an amazing situation. You're an athlete. You know, we've talked many times, and the thing that you have to focus on, and I'll tell you a little snippet. You know, I deal with a lot of NFL athletes, and I was amazed at a couple of the guys, particularly this year, grabbed me, and I said, you know, there was an emotional piece. I said, what are you focusing on? It was like a day after there was a loss, and they said, well, I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong. I said, no. Because if you focus on what you did wrong, you're going to do more of that. So it's the same thing with diet and food and getting yourself better. Focus on what it is that you want to achieve and then ask yourself the question, how can I achieve that? What things do I have to do step by step to move forward? Because if you start looking at the error, the misstep, the junk, like I got to quit smoking, I got to quit drinking, I got to do all that stuff. What's on your mind is the smoking and the drinking. And you want to focus on what it is that you want. You've done that, you know, and you continue to do that, and I applaud you. And that's the type of thing that we've got to get our listeners to really understand. It's about where they are and how their vision is.
Well, keep up the great work, because you're an inspiration to me, and I'm sure you are an inspiration to others as well.
Buddy, thank you very much, George. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, it's really true. I mean, we could talk about that subject the rest of the program today, about what you look at is what you draw to yourself. So how about as you come into the Christmas season, you come into New Year's, why don't you start looking at what it is that you want to become and what you want to do, and ask yourself the question, how can I celebrate and how can I make this happen and join other people who are on the same path? You know, kind of get rid of the people that want to take you down the dumps. Coming up to a break, we'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I'm in studio. It's beautiful outside. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you on any subject that is on your mind. You know, you've tried. You've done all kinds of things to fix your problems. And guess what? here's an opportunity. Let's talk about them. And we're going to talk about them from a natural therapeutic point of view. Functional clinical nutrition, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, chiropractic, body work, things of that nature that you can do something on your own on an ongoing basis. You know, whether you're suffering from chronic pain, you just don't feel good, your hands are numb, there's a reason for that. And you're going in a thousand different directions. You're taking every drug in the world to try to fix it. Maybe there is another way, and you owe it to yourself to explore the possibilities because, you know what, 2016 should be a better year for you. You need to make sure that you put it together and you take the steps and you're guided and you get somebody who can walk the line with you. Truly do that. I mean, you'll be surprised. A little bit of effort, a little bit of investment early on can save you morbidity later on. I want to talk to you about something today. And it's actually a couple things I want to talk to you about. And the first thing that I want to talk to you about is simply this. How old are you? It's a, you know, question. How old are you? And I don't mean necessarily how old are you, but how old do you feel? Do you feel young and do you feel vibrant? Are you 40 and you feel 80? You know, are you 85 and you feel like you're 60 or 55 years old and have the energy of that you can just continue to go on? See, there's a reason. That doesn't happen by accident. That's not something that just takes place. You are where you are at this moment in time because of the decisions that you've made up until this moment in time. Truly, really. That's the way it is. See, your body is not an accidental benchmark. I read an interesting wellness report the other day, and there was a woman who is a pioneer woman bodybuilder. But what got me is that she's 72 years old, and she is amazing. Her name is Linda Rebo, and this article goes on about, you know, what she's done and how she did it and so forth. She had a significant accident in 2014. And what happened in that accident, apparently a 70-pound dog suddenly ran into her from behind, causing her to fall. And she broke three ankle bones. And, you know, she just was a mess. But guess what? She healed those bones completely within a very short period of time. You know, she credits this amazing ability at 72 years old or 70 years old or whatever it happened, I guess 2 years ago at the time, on 40 years of exercise and diet and supplementation and so forth. Well, you know, the truth of it is this. They've done studies year after year with patients who are in nursing homes who have never touched a weight in their life that are in their 70s. And they're on all kinds of medications. And they've taken these patients and they start exercising them with weights, with stretching, with mobility. And what they find almost across the board is that not only do they get better, but in many, many cases, these patients who had never touched a weight in their life end up with the strength of someone who's in their 30s. And the reason for that is exercise stimulates growth hormone and it begins to repair and rebuild the body. So when you get the mindset of what do you think about and what are your expectations, if you think you are, you are. If you think you have a different outcome that you can move towards, you will. You have to make sure that you move forward one step at a time, but get somebody who can train you. But in this particular situation, this woman just blew my mind. I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, I've always known that people can do great things, but she's an educated woman and, you know, she started this way back in her 30s. And so she's the difference. You say, well, yes, but she's been doing this all her life. Well, that's true. But the correlation is what I've been trying to tell you, is if you start exercise at any time of your life, no matter how limited, and you push yourself a little bit more, the gift that you will give to yourself, the gift that will continue to give back to you, is not one of negativity and deterioration, but one of life and one that continues to build and allow you to do the things that you want to do. You know, there's an old statement that, you know, youth is wasted on the young. And then you hear things like, you know, too old, too soon, too smart, too late. Well, start where you are right now, because really that's all you have. This is the first day of the rest of your life. And if you embrace that concept and realize that as long as you're breathing and cells begin to change, that anything in your life physiologically and emotionally can change. It's really up to you in making a decision to move forward, not away from. Remember that concept. You have to move forward towards something, not away from something else. Say enough's enough already. When we come back in the second half of the program today, we're going to talk about little things that you need to know about how to make a difference, not only in this Christmas season and into the new year, but for the rest of your life. That's why we do this program, by the way. It's for you. It's to make you think. It's to make you take the next step. We're coming up to a break and want to make sure that you're here when we come back, talking about what you can do to change your life. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here, and Santa Claus is coming, and so is Christmas. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. Perhaps, you know, the problems that you've had that you haven't been able to do anything about. Let's see what we can do to fix them. It is the holiday, and you deserve that gift to yourself. Going to talk a little bit about several things as the next half of the program comes through, but things that you can apply and do. I want to talk a little bit about how to forestall pain patterns and how to make sure that you don't go into 2006 with more problems than you left 2015 with. Remember, I said right now you're doing things to your body that you wouldn't do to an enemy. Well, maybe some, but we're not going to talk about those right now. No, I'm being very, very serious on this. You know, it's really, we wouldn't think about hurting anybody, but we do hurt ourselves. And, you know, I'm not being, you know, the Grinch. I'm not being oh humbug. It's that there's ways of changing and enjoying and celebrating that you should make part of your life. Talked about this lovely 72-year young lady, Linda Rebo, and her lifestyle of eating well and exercising and weightlifting and so forth. And, you know, she says that there's no such thing as dieting. No such thing as diet. And the truth of it is, you should never diet. You should only ask yourself one question. Is what I'm putting in my mouth healthy for me, or is it something that is going to knock me down some? So, you know, people who diet often reach their goal, and then they put the weight back on. So it's never about weight. I tell patients when they come in that I don't really care what you weigh. I care about the composition of the weight. You know, when I was in college and I was playing ball, my playing weight was like 218. And subsequently, you know, my body fat was like 8 or 9%, and I look really good. You know, today I'm less, I'm about 204, 203, body fat's about 14%, 15%. Doesn't look quite as good, albeit not too bad, but not as good as it did at 9% or 8%. Now, if I start as a man, start shooting up over 16%, then there's, you know, we have to talk about that. This is a problem. Women at 23%, 22%, that's top end of where you should be. But how do we get there? It's lifestyle. It's not about diet. You got to clean up your diet. Look at food as fuel to take you where you want to go. And you know, not something that you're being restricted from. See, restriction, the first three letters, the word diet, tells you all about it. You know, tells you all about it. And so diet should never be about restriction. It should be about what makes me better. And there's so many things that can make you feel good and taste good and so forth. But we've gotten into this bland cardboard sugar paste type of dietary patterns. You know, we put things in our body that they give animals to fatten them up to take them to slaughter. You know, supplementation, there are basics, and you don't go get them from, you know, down at the drugstore. You want to get organic, natural sources of nutrition, basic things. And if you did nothing more, there's studies out there now that said if you just took a good organic multiple every day, that you decrease your risk of all kinds of things. When's the best time to start? Now. Right now. You know, when is now the best time to start? That's when you should start. You know, if you don't feel like doing it, do it anyway. You know, just get off your butt and walk around the house. You know, if you're sitting there with the remote all day long, get up and walk up and down stairs. How about starting with that? Just stretch a little bit, kind of reach down in the chair and touch one toe to the other, and then increase it. You know, remember the concept that you can build significant amount of muscle after age 50. And before age 50, you can look Herculean if you want to. But remember where you are right now is because of the choices that you've made up until now. We're going to talk about some dietary things that you can do. I'm going to show you what to do with them. And we'll take your questions at 888-630-9625. John, how can I help you, sir?
Morning, or afternoon, I guess. 60 plus, I know you're feeling about the shingles shot. Tell me your feelings about the pneumonia shot.
Well, John, let me put it to you this way, okay? I'm into my 60s. I haven't had any of those shots. And they're not going to go into my body. You would have to show me that they work exponentially, that it's above a 50%, that it's going to do me a lot of good. Otherwise, it's not going into this Sicilian body. I can promise you that. The side effects of some of these things are exponential. All you have to do really to find out, John, is you go in and you Google, you know, side effects of pneumonia shots, side effects of shingles shots, and then look at all the pros and cons and take a, you know, and balance them out and make a decision accordingly. You know, for me, I haven't had a flu shot since I was 18 years old and I started my, I think it was my first year of college. And I wondered why I got a fever for 24 hours after that. But I've never had one since. And the reason for it is this. I said, here's the data, and you can get the data in so many different places, that with the flu shot, they tell you that the effectiveness rate is up to 60%. What that means is that 60% of the time, it stimulates an antibody response. Now, we're giving them credit just to say 60%. But what they don't tell you is that only about 50% of that 60% stimulate adequate amounts of antibody to protect you from the flu. So on a good year, you have about 30% of the people who get the flu shot that are really protected. The same holds true for a lot of this other stuff. You have to look at the data and interpret it properly. With the pneumonia shot, which viral pattern, which bacterial pattern, which one are they giving you? And, you know, what is the effectiveness of that shot? I'm not your doctor. I can't tell you, don't take this, John. All I can tell you is that the side effects are there. They're demonstrable. And remember, most of the publications that you see to take this stuff is being funded by the drug companies. Remember what I've said in the past. If you really want to know the data on something, ask who wrote it or who presented it. What did they have to gain by it, and who wrote the check? So particularly in this situation, no matter what the inoculation or the vaccine is, do your homework and look at the data. Send me a note. Go to drtomrozell.com, and you know, I'll give you some other sites to go to and pick this stuff up. It's there. There's a place in Vienna, Virginia that is dedicated strictly to information dissemination on all kinds of vaccines and inoculations, and something that everybody should look at and really enjoy. John, appreciate your phone call. I hope that is beneficial to you. But listen, do your homework. And I say that to everybody. Do your homework. This is not something that you want to just sit there and say, oh, okay, I'm going to go get my shot today. I can tell you again, not happening to this body. And, you know, you have to make the decision accordingly. But how you make that decision is you weigh both sides. Go into Medscape.com. That's a very typical medical website, Medscape.com. You can go into Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, Mercola.com. It's Joe Mercola. He's an osteopathic physician. He has a great website to find all kinds of things. And there's a little box at the top, and you go into effectiveness of pneumonia shot and click it, and he'll come up with all kinds of things for you. So do that. And, you know, if I can help you by showing you other places and doing other things, I'll be happy to do that as well. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, one of the things that I eat almost 4 to 5 days a week is an avocado. And, you know, I have lunch in the office and we get together. I buy the lunch. As soon as I'm done with the show, if I don't have someplace to run to, I go down to Whole Foods or I go to Fresh Fields or I go to Mom's or something like that. And what I do is I buy lunches for all of us, and we have salads and we have chicken and we have pieces of lamb, and it's all organic and free range stuff and, you know, tons and tons of vegetables. So, you know, most people think avocados are mainly the ingredient guacamole. Well, let me tell you something. The avocado is a great thing, and you can make all kinds of stuff and really taste great. It's fantastic stuff. And, you know, it has all kinds of nutrient-rich, powerful substances in it, like something called oleic acid, you know, that's also found in olive oil, and there's fiber in it, and there's folate, and that's the folic acid that's already been converted into the usable form. There's glutathione, and phosphosterols are in it, and flavonoids, and all the things that decrease the degradation, the breakdown of cellular tissue. And, you know, when you know that it's green and it's powerful. You know, there's things that we call carotenoids, and there's xanthanes in it, and those are carotenoids or alpha carotenes, which are the step before the xanthanes. All these come from avocados. And when you realize that you can get all this stuff from them, and you look at it, it's got protein. You know, you get an avocado, there's like almost 5 grams of protein in it. That's wild, right? It's very, very low in any kind of thing that's bad for you. The omega-3 levels are very, very high. Carbohydrate levels are only about 19.9 grams, very, very small. You have boron and potassium, pantothenic acid. You have vitamin K. It's amazing fruit. Eat it. It's great stuff. You can, you know, if it's a little hard, you can take it like an apple and you can eat it that way. I do it all the time. You know, when I'm looking for something to eat around the house, if there's an avocado, I'll eat that instead of something else. Avocados are great things. Blueberries too, by the way. Well, maybe we talk about that later on. Margaret, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Dr. Roselle, I have been one of your patients and I love Sue. I wish she was on every week too.
You know, Sue just, you know, if I call her lazy and not wanting to get up on Sunday, I can't go home after the show. But no.
You know, anyway, what I wanted to know, what do you think about laser treatments for your back?
You're talking about low energy light laser? Or you're talking about
the low light laser treatment.
Okay, the ones that are not invasive, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we use those in the office. I have 6 lasers there. And the ones that we use are from Erconia, E-R-C-H-O-N-I-A.
Uh-huh.
And what you're dealing with is quantum physics or quantum light. And what a laser does, and the normal cell frequency of a healthy cell is 630 nanohertz or nanometers. And so what you do is we set it, we can do thousands and thousands of different settings that are based on what we want the body to do. So it stimulates the cell, it stimulates the genetic map within the cell to promote healing. And, you know, the people who produce the lasers will tell you that, you know, they can have an impact on almost anything. But do they work particularly for structural problems? They're amazing. I mean, we use them with neuromuscular conditions all the time. We use them to help decrease inflammation within the system. We use them to help decrease pain. But more importantly, we use them to expedite and potentiate the healing process. And we use that with many other things because you've been in the office, you know, we have all kinds of things there. But you use them in conjunction with, so we use it with acupuncture, we use it with spinal manipulation, we use it with when we're trying to, Sue will use them and order them for detoxification when she's doing that type of work with a patient. So it's a great, great adjunctive modality. I find that it's not necessarily standalone, although we use it occasionally by itself, but it's most effective when you use it with other things, and it takes that other thing and explodes its effectiveness. So low energy light lasers, they're level 3 lasers is what they've called. They're dealing with quantum light. They're stimulating the cellular response to healing. Does that help you?
Yes, I think so. I started the treatment, and I took about half of them, and then I just quit. And so I wanted to talk to you before I went back.
No, don't quit on them. They actually work really well. And Margaret, if there's anything that I can do, if you have a question when you're in the office and you see me, grab me, and I'm more than happy to, you know, to explain that individual situation for you.
Well, I've been one of your patients, and Dr. Roselle, I love you, and I love Sue.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Sue. so much, Dr. Rosell. I'll go back and start them all over again after the first of the year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, hon.
Oh, thank you.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Laser therapy is amazing. It's growing in its application exponentially. And as I said, we use Arconia lasers because they work more with the energetic frequencies of the cellular levels. But when it comes to using them in conjunction with other modalities for pain control and healing of tissue and neurological fibers and so forth, they're really effective. They're amazing. And they're getting better and better all the time. There's other applications for them, things that we don't use, but doesn't mean that they're not okay. If I can answer any questions on using laser therapies or anything of that nature, all you got to do is send me a note. Go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. By the way, wanted to let you know, if you haven't bought my book, shame on you. Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. It's not too late to get it for a gift for someone that you love. I wrote it about 2.5-3 years ago, and the book is about how to take control of your life. You can go to our website, go to rosellcare.com, or go to the program's website, go to drtomroselle.com, and order today. And we'll get it out to you immediately. If you order it today and we get it by tomorrow, you should have it by Christmas, particularly if you're in the Washington metropolitan area. We should be able to get it to you. That's Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. Order it as a gift. It makes a great stocking stuffer. It's about 200 pages long, and I promise you, it will walk you through the structural, chemical, emotional paradigm and what it really means, how you can apply it, what you can do for yourself and your family. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to pay attention to some people who bring you Dr. Tom Rosell live. Don't go away. We have much more to discuss with you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rosell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rosell live. Indeed, I'm in studio waiting to take your phone calls here and answer you if you send me a note at drtomrosell.com. I get back to you. I really do. And if I ever fail to not respond properly, if I ever fail to answer your questions adequately, get a hold of me again. I'm more than happy to do the homework for you, more than happy to find out, you know, what you need to do and who to refer you to and what the situation is. This program's for you. It's to make you think. If it does nothing more than trigger your thought process to make you think that there might be another option and for you to do some homework, you know, if you change just a little bit of something, you'll change everything about your life over a period of time. Remember, it's about moving forward. It's not about staying away from. Let's go to the phones. I'm going to mess this up. Almeta, is that how you pronounce your name?
Almeta, yes. Good afternoon, doctor.
I'm very sorry. You'll forgive me for that.
That's all right. I can't pronounce your last name so fast.
How can I help you, my dear?
I would like to know if there's anything that I can do. I've been given so many different medications. I'm now blind. I have diabetes. I have no good use of my hands or my legs. I'm going to give you the medicine right quick. Prednisone, Lipitor, and some kind of talker. That's the, you know, blood pressure medicine.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you on the prednisone? Why did they put you on that?
I had sarcoidosis.
Okay.
Back in 1973.
And they've kept you on the prednisone the entire time?
Until I took myself off in 1995.
Okay.
I had the last eye operation.
Are you on it now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. The side effects of prednisone over a long period of time are huge. And, I mean, they're easy to find out. I'm sure that you've done some homework on it and you know about them. You know, prednisone basically, it's a synthetic steroid, and what it does is it suppresses immunological responses. That's why they use it in cases like scleroderma and lupus and the different types of arthritic conditions and so forth. The list goes on. They also use it in allergic reactions. But in of itself, the side effects are, you know, sometimes far worse than the actual problem. You're on a statin. What is your your cholesterol level when you're not taking the cholesterol medication?
Well, doctor, I'm going to say this, and I can't take a lot of your time. I didn't have high cholesterol. I think what they did with me just kept putting me on things that you're supposed to get when you're diabetic.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. It's called a witch's brew. They usually put you on diabetic medication. They put you on a blood thinner often, and they also put you on cholesterol-lowering medication, none of which, to my brain, makes a whole lot of sense, simply because of the fact that if you're a diabetic, from a natural point of view, there's a lot of things that can be done to support that if you have the right guidance and the people that are able to really see this. But as soon as they put you on cholesterol medication, you're dropping coenzyme Q10, which is necessary for heart rhythm and regulation and also energy within the other parts of the body. When they're putting you on diabetic medication, they increase your risk. And this is information that is very common, very public, of other types of diseases and certain types of risk for cancers and the like. I'm not your physician, so I can't tell you to shift, to stop. I can just tell you that these things do exist. What I would suggest to you, you live in Washington, is that true?
I live in Fort Washington. That's just right outside of D.C.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is send me a note at drtomrozell.com and remind me of our discussion on the radio, and I'm going to give you the names of a couple really good functional medical doctors that deal with this type of thing that would have a better insight and be able to help you. I think that would make a difference. I wish I could go further with it. We're coming up to the end of the program. But if you send me a note at drtomrozell.com, we will get you that information. Coming up to the end of the program, stories like that make me very sad. There are ways around it. There are other people that can be useful as well. And fortunately, we have that cooperation with many physicians out there. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you. Be well. Plan for a great new year. This is Dr. Tom Rozell.